All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo baby. My boo-boo baby.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. What happened this weekend?
We had our chapter holiday Christmas party, our holiday party.
Annual.
This is what, the fourth, fifth annual? Fourth.
Yeah, some fifth, I think.
Third.
First, second, first, this
my third. This is the third annual.
Driving to school, I had a Firebird.
Yeah, third annual holiday party. We're going to stop calling it a chapter party. It's
just
going
to be a holiday party.
Of homegirls gathering.
Yeah.
So we did that on Saturday. It was very COVID friendly. We had our mask on.
We did. Rashauna put her foot.
I have my leftovers, my rice.
Me too.
I need to warm it.
I need
it.
To eat that tomorrow.
Yes.
My fingers.
Still smell
you
like?
You know that smell be lingering. I done scrubbed them.
You have to put peroxide. Peroxide
so
or lemon.
So we had like a boiling crab. Bread or seafood boil. Shit.
Yeah, she made a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And she even made a vegan garlic butter. I said, this girl just is talented. She's talented at all
Did
of her
ways.
Did
it taste like the real deal?
It tastes amazing. It was yummy.
It was good.
I put that over my rice and my potatoes and my corn.
We were fucking it up.
Yeah. Yummy. And Sunday, I had to work. Ugh. I had to work, y'all.
Man, the white man gig on the Sunday is just
sick. Although I felt like easy money.
That's good. You were getting paid.
Period. Because they've been working my ass throughout the week.
Working me.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Working me.
She's working me. Yeah. So, anyways, how's it going? That's it. That's it for you.
That's it. Yeah, my weekend was basic.
Okay.
I did the same thing you did, except for work. I didn't work.
No, she kept it low key though.
Yeah.
So, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Welcome back. This is the part of our show where we typically dish tea on hot topics, things that are going on in pop culture. Rarely about ourselves because that tea is over on Patreon.
That's for sure over on Patreon. So
what's going on?
Don't think about it. So, Lil Baby
had
a birthday this weekend. And
how old did he turn?
Shit, I don't know. He little. Let's see. Probably 28. Let's see. How old is Lil Baby? I just named my plant Lil Baby.
No.
How old is Lil Baby? Brand new whip kind. 26.
Oh, my God.
These rappers be so young.
Getting money.
You know Lil Pump is like 22, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Explains his stupidity.
Yes.
Anyway, so Lil Baby celebrated a birthday. I believe he was in Vegas with Jada Waiter, who is his baby mama.
Every time you call her Jada Waiter, I'm like, it's just Jada.
His long-term girlfriend, also baby mama, and, you know, they look like they were having a great time, a good, lovely time. Mm-hmm. He posting Jada saying, if you love her, spend money on her.
Oh, vibes, vibras.
If you adore her, Dior her.
What?
You know, that's what these people be saying. If you adore her, Dior her. I'd be catching up on all this lingo, and I know good and damn well I am not saying that to none of these niggas.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Okay.
So they were out. He was posting pictures of her. She was posting pictures of him, you know.
Doing the couple thing.
Repping your clique.
Right.
So today on the interwebs, someone by the name of Miss London, who is an OnlyFans
stripper
adult sex worker.
Adult film star.
Porn star.
Adult star.
Mm-hmm.
Adult
Miss London decides to air it out. Mm. Wasn't that a song? Air it out. Let me see it. Air it out. Air it out.
I don't know that. I don't think it was air it out though.
Tear it up.
Let me see you tear it up. Let me see you tear it up.
I'm not air it out.
Well, but that's what she was
remix.
Doing.
She was air it out.
Let me see you air it out.
So she decides to go on Twitter after a little escapade.
The sescapade.
Saying that she had a good night, she got 6 racks, the shots of 1942, and she had the best sex of her life.
From a millionaire who barely said a couple words to her.
And she said, I'm not going to say no names, but basically Jada ain't never leaving this nigga.
Ugh.
That was all that needed to be said.
She might as well say
Lil Baby, because we know who Jada is affiliated with. They've only been posting each other.
Forever. That was very tacky of her.
So it's really
tacky of him.
So Miss London aired that out, and then Lil Baby slides into her DMs like, what's the point of paying for pussy if you're going to air it out?
Yeah.
You're messing up the game.
It's bad for business,
mama. And, you know, of course, the internets did what the internets do. Like, Jada, you just going to accept this? Like, this is ridiculous. She says she's handling little baby on the back end.
On the back end.
Lil Baby is claiming that it didn't happen, that he was with Jada all weekend, and people just mentioned his name for clout.
Okay, then what you doing in the messages talking about it's bad, bad for business?
And now more women have came up to the front to say that they too have gotten
6K.
I don't know how much, but they've gotten money for dick.
The 6K?
So, I mean, there's no big point here other than it's tacky, and I know Jada has to be tired.
She has to be sick. The life of these basketball wives.
The life of messing with these rappers, is it worth it?
I know, I'm just saying that. It's kind of like they're all the same.
Is it worth it? Okay.
What are you about to propose? What are you about to propose?
Would you be okay with it? You're being taken care of. All of your needs are met. Family needs are met. However, you have to sacrifice the loyalty.
No, I would feel like I'm falling on the blade, on the sword.
Me too, because it's really the loyalty for me.
Like, I would feel lower than low. Like, you just get to do whatever you want. My heart would be breaking, shattering into pieces.
And you know the sad part is, like...
God. The sad part is, I give you everything that you need. I am your arm candy. I am
your caregiver, caretaker of your child.
Come on. I would just feel like, wow, what's Lil Baby's real name? I would be like, wow, Martavius or whatever the fuck his real name is. It got to be something like that.
What? Lil Baby.
I would be pissed. It's going to be something like Darnell.
Dominique Jones.
Okay, I would be like, wow, Dominique, you really going to do me like that?
For sure calling him Dominique, like Dominique for real.
Like, damn, that's just hurtful.
You got me out here looking stupid. And it's always got me out here looking stupid for me.
And my thing is like, why? Why? Why can't you be satisfied with this? You talking about spend money on her, Dior her.
If you adore her, Dior her.
Like, come on. If you're adoring me, then don't cheat on me.
Adore me.
Don't cheat on me.
How about this? If you adore me, don't cheat on me. Keep the Dior.
Right.
And just don't cheat on me.
I just can't. I would just be like, don't Dior me. I'm out the door. The door, I'm out. Keep your Dior. Fuck you, little baby. Oh, God. I would be pissed.
So we're going to see what happens.
She's going to stay with him.
I know.
Once she's getting Jada Waiter in the head seats.
But
on the
thing is, Jada has her own coin.
Yeah, I know.
She's
but little
not even
baby.
Heavily depending on him. I think it's an additional perk. And it's obviously deeper than the coin with them. I mean, they share a child. They've been together for a while. But at what point do we draw a line in the sand and say, fuck you? The disrespect is on that side and I'm on the other side of the line. I don't have to keep dealing with this. She's bad. Girl, she can get anybody that she wants. Like,
well,
I don't
she wants Lil Baby. She wants Dominique. And his sick dick. Ugh. And then some other woman
like
talking about
doing it. This is your... it's COVID.
I would just be like, get out, Dominique.
COVID, even if it's not COVID, you don't respect my body.
No, you don't.
Like, you're doing whatever you want to do, and I have to deal with it. That's how people be getting caught up.
Got me feeling it caught up.
I don't know what the moral of the story is, other than
Jada Waiter, girl, wake up. Jada Waiter needs to wake up. Boom.
So we were got a new announcement for Versus, Keisha Cole versus Ashanti, and I want to know, who are you rocking with?
Ashanti. I just had to keep it to Virgil's. I'm much more of Ashanti. I mean, Keisha Cole has some songs. I changed my
Keisha Cole.
Mind.
Okay, so I'm rocking with Keisha Cole for multiple reasons.
You like that painful, hurtful music.
No, it's not.
Yes, you do. You really do. You like that painful, hurtful ass R&B. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No,
I know you do.
First of all, I'm rocking with Keisha Cole for several reasons. First of
all, I don't want no social issues. No, don't tell me because her mama came back and
motherfucking no.
What?
I don't give a damn about her mama.
What?
I'm rocking with Keisha Cole because, one, she's from the town.
Yeah.
So you know I'd be repping for the home team.
Of course, I know. But we don't say the music.
The music, I'm a loyal person. The music, I love
Come
Keisha
on,
Cole's
get it
music.
Out.
I love Keisha Cole's music.
Yes, because
it's
you
deeper
like
than love.
Painful
and
music.
It's deeper than I changed my mind. I still remember the day that you said.
Brittany likes to be heard in her music.
Boy.
I know the music. I do know the song.
Somebody said,
Now Keisha Cole makes his, but I don't think I've been through enough to really.
It's like she was really hurt.
Well, if there's a growing certain up in Oakland, those grimy ass niggas, I feel you.
No, but let me tell you something. There's a certain kind of singer who comes out every generation. You had your Mary J. Blige, your Hurt Woman.
So who's
right?
Our current one?
Then you had like your Monica's.
No, Monica's old now. She's on.
I know. I'm giving you generation. Oh, okay. You had Mary. Mm-hmm. You had your Monica. Mm-hmm. You had your Keisha Cole.
Okay.
Now it's probably like somebody like Queen Naija or somebody. I mean, what they singing? I'm not. You know, I'm not a Queen Naija fan, but who's singing that hurtful music?
Yeah.
Or your Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan, yeah, but Jasmine Sullivan a little more seasoned than Queen Naija.
She has a great voice.
Queen Naija does say, "You get a taste of your own medicine."
That hurtful music, I'm like, how y'all singing that all the time? Like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like Ashanti has a well, like, balance of, like, baby, baby, baby.
No, Ashanti
baby.
For sure had bops. Like, I'm not discrediting Ashanti. Ashanti had bops, but Keisha Cole is just a real ass.
I see what you like. I see what you like. I know what you like.
Blame it on Connie, because Connie I know was the what one playing like. It.
No, but I mean, we I like a Keisha Cole. We love a Keisha Cole. We love a blonde bang with a red hair. We love that. We loved that. That was a moment. But come on. Ashanti didn't speak to you?
No, I'm not. This is what you keep missing. I'm not saying that Ashanti didn't speak to me, but we have to pick someone for the sake of verses. So I'm letting you know that I'm rocking with Keisha Cole for multiple reasons. The music, the location.
Hurt, the hurt, the pain.
I ain't never even been hurt like
the
Keisha.
Down, the way you
the
act.
The fact that Keisha has to roll up to what's his name? Baby Birdman? Baby?
I don't know.
Lil Wayne's daddy.
Oh, Birdman. What'd she roll up on him to do?
To beat his ass because he was cheating on her.
What? Wait a minute.
She
wait a
has
minute.
To pull up.
Keisha Cole was messing with Birdman?
Charges were pressed. Yes. She rode up to his house. He was in there with another woman. Everybody got their ass beat. Charges were pressed. And now he's with Toni Braxton.
It feels like he's been with Toni Braxton forever. Like, I don't recall a Keisha Cole.
Google it.
Oh, my. At any rate, I'll be going for Ashanti. Baby, I mean, boy, you fill me with so much joy. You take all the pain away from me.
And then we're going to have Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown.
I'm
rolling with Lil' Kim.
It's the jump off.
See, Keisha Cole loses court case over attack at Birdman's home.
Okay.
She attacked a woman. She has to pay $100,000 to the woman she assaulted.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad if you got a little bag. I'll slide you this little salary.
No, I got beat your ass and now here's your little bag.
Period. Okay, yeah, I'm taking Ashanti. And I'm taking Lil' Kim. It's the jump off.
I'm going to go with Keisha and I'm going to go with Lil' Kim.
You really like that down and out R&B. I know the kind of R&B you like.
Well, I'm a real R&B girl. You like alternative shit. That be like.
What?
I still see your shadows.
I don't like that.
No, I'm kidding. But no, I do like that real R&B yeah. pain. Because yeah. I was just listening to, did you ever listen to LaToya Luckett? And you got
Hell
me just
no.
torn.
Oh, I know torn. I was on the radio.
Torn.
Britney really likes very like neck breaking, he dumped me type R&B. Like
I do.
The shit that just brings out the worst in you. I like more happy upbeat.
Yeah, she do.
The hip hop, the R&B.
She does.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear all that. Although I do like Toni Braxton. Seven whole nights.
Okay, so you do like the same.
No, it's the
That time. Was sad.
Yeah, I know. Why she got to be so sad? Seven
And Whitney Houston. And okay, did you like Kelly Price?
There's a few songs that I like okay. for Kelly Price. But that was not down and out. You know, there's certain people who are really down and out. Today's episode is brought to you by Clorox. When it counts, trust Clorox. The same way we trust essential workers to provide the care they give to us, our families trust us to give them a safe and protected home. Our community heroes trust Clorox to keep places like hospitals and grocery stores disinfected. So I know I too can trust Clorox to provide my home with a safe environment that I can thoroughly enjoy. Usually, I use a little bit of Clorox bleach in my whites to brighten those puppies up. But lately, with the change of season and you know, just infection rates going up. I've been using Clorox bleach on my hard, non-porous surface, my high-touch areas, which would be my appliances, my door handles, all the things that people come into my house and touch on. I don't want those germs living in my home. So lately, I've been doing that to keep things nice and tidy. You too can do the same to keep your home nice and tidy. And just remember that when it counts, trust Clorox.
Okay, we also want to send a rest in peace to Natalie DeSalle Reed, who played in BAPS. She was Halle Berry's road dog. She also played in The Eve Show. She had colon cancer. I didn't even know that. Did you know that?
She was flying under the radar.
Fuck.
I didn't, but prayers up.
Prayers to her. This cancer, like, come on.
Oh, I hate it here. You know, I thought about that. I said, wow, dying at 53. When she was doing that role or, you know, being a live wire and an actress, she probably didn't think she was going to die of colon cancer at 53. And she only had 30-something short years left.
That's why we got to live our lives.
That's like being this age and not like...
not knowing we only have 20 left.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, take me. Take me to the king.
That's sad. She has a husband. She had a husband. She has kids. Our moms are right near that age. My mom is 53.
I don't have much to bring. My mom's 54.
Yeah. So, like, what the fuck?
Laura, you better leave mom right where she is. Leave her. Leave her.
10 toes.
Okay. Down. Not up. Because once the toes are sticking up.
Germany. You got to stop. That's the perfect place to transition right out. What needs to go up are the ratings and the reviews.
What do the ratings and reviews do if you're
new
here?
So, the ratings and the reviews help us go up on the charts. Which is very important to a small black-owned podcast. We are two black girls who decided to follow their dreams.
Oh, my Lord. The dramatics.
We are two black girls who decided to bet on themselves, and we need our community to rally behind us, lift us up, and propel us forward.
Uh-huh.
And the way that you do that is by taking 2 seconds out of your day, pausing the show, heading on into Apple Podcasts, leaving a few kind words, and giving us 5 stars. That is all you got to do.
That's easy.
Help us out.
That's easy.
We need it. Okay, so let's do our review of the week. This one comes from Kayla Pouncey. She spells her name just like Kayla. I thought that was cute. So she says, love you, ladies. Hi, loves. I'm here to pay my dues. Ha ha.
Did she say ha ha?
She you said ha ha because you know we say you need to pay your dues.
Pay him.
My name is Kayla. I'm 19. How young? And in college, and I love your podcast. I've been listening since last winter, and I've come to value you both like aunties. It feels like you always have what I need to hear, and you always give me a good laugh when I'm feeling down. I love that your content is relatable for anybody at any stage in their life, but especially myself as I age, grow, and continue into my career path as I figure out who I am and how to go about my relationships with others. I've definitely recommended your show to all my best friends and will continue to be an avid listener.
How cute it is. Like,
it's the commitment
about,
for me.
Thinking about how sweet and impressionable and just how much full of life there is at 19.
And to have this information when I was 19, I wasn't listening to anything remotely close.
I was in the streets getting tattooed every 2 weeks.
Da da di da di da.
Did you say thot da da di da?
Da da di da di da.
Oh, I'm
back
you said
to the streets.
Thot.
No, I wasn't thotting, but like, I was damn. For sure in the streets going to functions Fridays, Saturdays, probably even Sundays.
And Thursdays.
Thursdays.
In college, Thursdays are a vibe.
Sons of Italy, Sweets Ballroom.
Okay, Sons of Italy. What was going on? What is that? Where was that?
So Sons of Italy was in San Francisco, and it was this place where we went for parties all the time, bitch. It was lit. But the men were coming in there with, girl.
Doing the most.
Men were coming in there with guns. I remember vividly hiding under a car. And that was the last time that place had a function.
Well.
But it was lit. Oh, to be a kid again.
Oh, to be young and.
Oh, to be young again.
In the wind.
Yeah.
So another way you can share, Share it too. But another way that you can show your support for our podcast is by joining us over on Patreon. Patreon is our exclusive community where we can just be a little bit more intimate and a little bit more vulnerable. We have tons of bonus content, extra goodies over there for a flat rate for a few coins. You can join us over there. So we posted some photos.
Germany showed, okay, so last week we talked about how Germany was almost severely underdressed.
Yeah.
For a wedding. Mm-hmm. She posted the photos of everybody's outfits and how crazy she would have looked in the cargo pants. The mommies on Patreon agreed.
Period.
The pictures were cute.
Thank you.
We also shared some intimate details about my recent dating experiences. Mm. What else did we talk about?
We had a few blog posts.
Forgiveness.
We've been sharing blog
posts about friendships ending and the hurt caused there, being stagnant.
Yeah. I mean, and
it gets deep.
We have our playlist coming out. So just more and more content over there if you want to connect with us on a different level. So that information is down in the show notes. And we can't wait to see you over there. Who is our new patron?
We have one new patron, and her name is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia. Thank you for joining us.
There's been a few mommies editing their pledges to get the real bonus content. A couple mommies were like, where are the bonus episodes? I'm like, you're a homegirl vibe and you need to be a soul sister. That's where the bonus episodes are.
You need to edit. You got to edit again.
You got to edit.
You're going to have to go ahead and edit
you
again.
You got to edit. But,
edit again.
Yeah, it's all there for you. You can go back. You can listen to all the tea, catch up, and see how we've improved, how we've grown. And we're going to keep sharing our business over there. I feel like it's safer.
It is.
Because I can't tell everything here because I know motherfuckers can Google me, baby.
Oh, come on, being Googled.
And just find out all the tea.
Yeah. So just look forward to more information and more goodies over there, like Brittany said.
Yeah.
So last week's episode was episode 167. Wow, we're just climbing on up.
We are.
Keep on keeping on. That was I Got My Soul Sucked. I don't think much needs to be said.
That was funny.
My God. So in last week's episode, we took it pretty easily. We chatted candidly about hot topics and soul-sucking adventures. And speaking of which, I want to use mine tonight.
I think I might use mine tonight, too.
I think
I
am.
If I got time.
I'm making time.
Tonight I got time.
I'll be making time. Yeah.
You can get that from tracysdog.com. Because, no, some mommies have been asking where they can get the toy from.
Yeah.
We're not putting doves on our review. It's magical. Just listen to the episode for Germany's review and then listen to the episode before that for my review and then go to tracysdog.com.
And get yours.
And make your own review.
Purr, Santana. Yeah, I'll be using my dog.
So this week.
This week was good.
So, recently Los Angeles has been pushed back into lockdown with this COVID situation. Back in March, we were shut down and we thought we were making strides and it wasn't going to last forever.
Flattening the curve.
But now we've regressed and we're back where we started with everything being shut down.
The whole world isn't in this position, huh?
No, but eventually I feel like the whole world will be.
This is just ghetto.
So we thought it would be fitting.
Now California, remember when they said America is a third world country in the Gucci belt?
California is it.
Now we're in the Gucci belt.
People are, yeah.
Now we're in the baby shower Burberry tea.
Yeah, when I was talking to my dad, he was like making it seem like I had an STD.
Did.
I'm like, hey, don't talk to me like I'm affected.
This is very sad.
So basically we've regressed. We're back at stage one, whatever. Now they're called tiers, purple tier. I don't know the colors, but we're back to the
purple.
Beginning. ICUs are severely overcrowded.
Yes.
It's back being scary. The numbers are higher than they were initially, which is sick.
Record-breaking days.
So COVID is still alive and well, and we are back here having to face and cope with our feelings, with the uncertainty. Our mental health, and then on top of that, we have seasonal depression.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know what? We got to talk about this because we're not well.
No, she's not. She's not.
We're not well.
So how are you feeling?
So, you know, honestly, before everything started shutting back down, I had started mentally preparing myself for some shit to pop off because, okay, so I had took a little break off social media, which I think helped me dramatically because I wasn't seeing everything
as it was happening in real time.
Yeah. And it's not like I was just going into the CNN app and looking for shit. So I was kind of disconnected. But at the same time, like, you know, when you're just reading little news apps, you see some things. And I saw that they were saying that the numbers were increasing. And I had a trip planned. I was going to go for 3 weeks to the East Coast, going to New York for New Year's Eve, going to Philly, D.C., all these places. I was just like, I'm just over it. I need to make my New Year's bomb because my New Year's in L.A. for the past couple of years have been very underwhelming. Mm-hmm. But then I started feeling like, you know what? Let me just kind of start to detach because there's a very well possibility that this shit may not happen the way I see it. So I think that me doing that kind of helped me because
you were a little detached from the idea, from the happiness or the joy,
the expectation,
and you were ready to
I was ready for it to possibly not be a possibility.
Yeah,
but when the restaurants closed, I remember when they announced that the restaurants were going to be closing again, the dining al fresco, Germany and I were actually in the process of dining al fresco. God damn it! Because
Weren't we at
Seabirds?
Were we at Seabirds? Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought we were. I'm glad we went to Bestia.
I'm glad we did.
Like, I'm glad. Honestly, truly, with this shit being terrible, I feel like we've tried to maximize as many moments as we can, as much as possible. And Bestia is this really cute restaurant here in LA. It's Eva Longoria's restaurant. The food is great. The vibes are there. Everything is just amazing. And I'm just glad that we took time to have like a really nice dinner, have really nice drinks, because nothing in promise. What is that song? What is that song with Rihanna and nothing in promise?
Germany.
No,
stop.
No.
Stop.
Ay. Okay,
I don't know that. Okay, so.
You do know it.
No, I'm glad that we decided to do that too. But speaking to that, the dining al fresco had became like my new normal of being outside, my new going out activity. Like, okay, so we're not going to day parties anymore. We're not going to events every weekend, but we can definitely create an experience with this dining al fresco with small groups. Like, we were going out with Andres friends, me and you. You know, like, we were really making it a thing. It wasn't what used to be, but it was what was, and it was working. You know, we're getting served. We don't have to cook.
We were trying to adapt.
We were finding places that were a vibe, that had music to some capacity. It was working out. So when they said that the dining al fresco was going to end, a little piece of me had died again. Because I'm like, fuck. Now we're back to being inside. Now we're back to only being able to do the takeout experience. I'm over that.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't want to do that anymore.
It's so hard.
And I just feel like every time, I think the thing that's like scary and causes stress and sadness is the fact that every time we adapt to the new normal, the rug is pulled from under our feet and then we have to adapt again. It's like we're not able to really
adjust
and like,
it's like they keep moving the goalposts. I'm like, dog, you just said it was this way. We've been doing that and now you're saying it's not.
And then this is another reason why I hate social media, is because it's like, it's the shaming. People are trying to point fingers and blame, like, y'all should have been staying at the first level of quarantine this whole time. If y'all would have been staying in your house and not socializing in small groups,
it was impossible to do that because
back. And then we could have been done with this by now. And I'm like, okay, I get it. There's some of that, but also we were under the administration of Donald Trump. He handled this fucking shit horribly.
In addition to that, there was no way to stay at the first level. Only way you were staying at the first level if you were just completely scared, stupid. Like, at the end of the day,
things were opening back up.
Things opened up. Things changed. Now, if things hadn't opened up and things hadn't changed and we were just doing whatever the fuck we wanted, then that would be a different story. But, I mean, Gavin said things are opening.
The nail shops were open. The hair salons were open.
Eric said things are opening.
Right.
So, we were following the rules and regulations put in place. So don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't ask my neighbor.
I listened to that today. So there's that. There's that for sure. But I feel like it's just the burnout, the fatigue of just why is this still going on?
Yeah, for sure.
Why is this still going on? You know what I read today, girl, that broke my heart? An elementary kid committed suicide on Zoom.
Oh, the 11-year-old. Wasn't that in Texas?
They said it was an accident.
Wasn't that in Texas?
I don't know where.
Shot himself?
Yes. And imagine being a kid and all your social interaction is stripped from you. Because if you have a parent who is very fearful and is not allowing you to go hang out with friends on the weekend, like you got to stay in this house, you got to be on this Zoom class, there's no social interaction. It's very, very scary. We're adults. We can make our own decisions, right? Yeah. If we want to go hang out and meet up with a couple of friends at the park, have drinks, do whatever, we have the free will to do that. But if you're a small child, you don't. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
And the suicide rates have definitely gone up.
Suicide. And I mean, that's not funny, but what the fuck?
It's just.
It's not cool.
I'm just wondering, like, what are we supposed to do at this point?
Is that my floss?
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
Is it? That look like mine.
It might be. That's floss has been there, though. So if your floss.
Never mind. It's yours.
Okay. Hey y'all, during this quarantine, I have been rocking my hair in protective styles because I just really haven't had the time to do anything to my hair. But in between the styles, I've been making sure to keep my hair hydrated and moisturized by using Aussie's Miracle Moist Collection. Listen to me. The conditioner, the shampoo made with avocado and Australian jojoba oil are bae. They're so good. They're nourishing. They provide moisture. They protect my curls. I love it here, and I feel like you'll love it too. Aussie knows what they're doing. So if you're looking for products that are affordable, easy to find, starting at $2.99, you can learn more about Aussie products by following them on Instagram at AussieHairUSA. Listen to me, you won't be disappointed. Aussie is one of my tried and true. My hair is thriving, and I know when summer comes around, I'm gonna have hot girl hair and a hot girl summer. Check it out and let me know how you all love it.
No, you know what? Ask me how I'm feeling.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling down.
Why?
Because, so, like we said, shit is canceled all over. So, my boo-boo baby's birthday is this week, and I planned a special little getaway for him. Mm-hmm. And it was just socially distant. It was safe. It was just the three of us, because Gatsby's birthday is also this week.
That's her dog.
Yeah. So, I'm celebrating both of my Saggy boo-boo babies, both of my little Sagittarius men. And the rug was pulled from under my feet because here comes the reservation, the company saying, hey, sorry, you know, in accordance with the stay at home safer. I'm like, hey, we're staying safer at your location.
So did you feel like deja vu? Because I think that was the most disheartening thing the first time was all the cancellations and all the expectations. Like, you thought you were doing this. You thought you were doing that.
Yeah. Like when Coachella, like we really were holding on so tightly to the idea of Coachella continuing to happen.
All the plans.
We were like, nope, that's still going to happen. Nope, that's still going to happen. And slowly things just, we were like, fuck, it's canceled again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think so. And that really hurt my feelings. This is like our first year spending our birthdays together and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to make it really special for him. And he was excited. And another thing that's just paining me to my core is that I modified my work schedule. That's the part that's killing me even more, because I said that I would work Sunday and Saturday so I could have my two off days during the week.
Right.
Which, off on a tangent, why am I working so hard to have two fucking days off?
Bruh.
Like, damn. Like, where they do that at?
At your job.
In America. No, not just at my job in America. I gotta work 40
they
goddamn
need to give
hours.
More PTO for one. Like,
in addition to that, dog, I need more off days. Period. Per. Like, I need the same pay, same hours, less work. So anyway, I modify my schedule. That happened, and I'm like, okay. If you can't go to the getaway house, where the fuck can you go?
You can't go nowhere.
If you can't go to Bella Noche, that's how I felt. I'm like, if you was going to be beefing with COVID.
Man. And I'm sure people whose birthdays are in this part of the year did not think that they would still be battling with COVID, because I didn't think I was. And my birthday was in August. I was like, damn, I feel bad for the people whose birthdays are now.
Yeah, because even he was saying, like, I didn't think that this was going to be happening. He thought he was going to be electric sliding.
Imagine the people hitting the milestone years.
And that's what I said. I'm glad you're not having a milestone, babe. I'm glad it's not a milestone.
The baby boys and girls turning 30.
It sucks. And then additionally, we had to make an executive decision to cancel our trip to Colombia, which was supposed to be happening at the end of the year, which hurt like hell. And that was just the day after the birthday. Yeah, a day after that was canceled. I'm like, bro, take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. I don't. Bitch. I had to put it at his feet.
What
I'm
can
like,
you do?
I'm just down.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, wow, but I would rather be here dealing with the uncertainty
than out of the country. Because they shut shit down. Because I was talking to my friend and he said that when COVID first hit, his friend was in Jamaica and they couldn't come back home. And luckily they had their laptop to work remotely. And luckily working remote was even an option, but they still had to dish out coin
to stay
in Jamaica for 3 weeks unexpectedly. Before they could come back. And it's just like there's so much uncertainty with the travel, with our jobs. I'm like, okay, so what's that looking like for this? I mean, we thought we were going to be done because they were like, we're going to go back in 2021. Mm-hmm. And now 2021 is looking real June.
Yeah, or the end of year. I know. My mom was like, I'm glad y'all decided not to go. So I was thinking Germany gonna lose her job. She
girl,
to
she
move
said
back
that
home.
When you were at home, girl. When we were at family night, Cece went off. She was like, you don't need to go because you're gonna lose your job and you can't move back home. Like, girl, wait, what?
I'm like,
she's like, you're gonna go out there, you're gonna get sick, you're gonna lose your job and you can't move back home.
So that also influenced my decision because I'm like, bro,
you have to be smart.
I can't lose my job. Yeah. I'm like, you could work remotely. Your company will still pay you even if you ain't working. They'll make sure you're good.
You're covered.
Period.
If I'm not here, I don't get paid.
That's it. They'll be like, sorry, it was nice working with you, but on to the next. So, I mean, that was painful. This is just a really, that was the saddest I've been in a minute.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Damn. I was sad.
Understandable.
I mean, and then also, I mean, what they calling us... Our essential workers, that's what they calling it. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm motherfucking tired.
Truth is, I'm tired.
What was that? Oh, Fantasia Barrino.
No. That was actually a gospel song.
Oh, Fantasia Barrino. That's what she says. Fantasia Barrino. And I am Fantasia. I love doing impersonations. That's one of them. And I am Fantasia Barrino. But yeah, in addition to that, I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of going into the office every day. Like, can y'all set me up with a work from?
This girl wants to work from home so bad.
I need a WFH setup.
I'm tired of the virtual. So we're having a virtual holiday party at my job.
Oh my God.
And it's like queens and kings.
What?
So we're doing like a chocolate taste testing.
Everybody's going to get their own chocolate?
Everybody's receiving a chocolate taste testing kit.
Oh, that's cute.
We're going to do it via Zoom. We're getting, it's just like.
Was this by coordination of you?
Yeah.
You're probably like, I'm sending out everybody's kits.
I'm sending out everyone's kits. And I'm just like, bruh.
This is
my job has
away.
Been steadily doing the virtual happy hour since March 13th.
Why? Why?
I personally have
unhappied Howard in it.
Yeah, I tap in and I jump in every now and again, but that's not my Wednesday thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're really going back to like being like the real part of the shutdown.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Praise
the first
God
time
I
around,
got my eyebrows and my nails and my toes.
I got my nails
done.
I didn't get my eyebrows done. I got my nails done. I got my toes done. Eyebrows aren't done, but whatever. But the first time I was shook. I was in a panic. I'm like, this is not healthy for me. I feel fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't feel that fucked up as I did the first time around, but that doesn't mean I love it here. Because right. I don't. I just want to return to some sort of normalcy. I know there will be a new normal. But I'm really wondering, like, how long is this going to be?
I'm thinking this shutdown.
Like, how long is this really going to be? I know they're giving us these three week increments. But, like,
I think that we'll probably be shut down for sure these 3 weeks. If the curve is flattened, then great. If not, they're probably going to be like, we're extending it another month or another 3 weeks, easily into January. And then
and it's going to get worse before it gets better because the Thanksgiving gathering numbers are going to come in from the people that are getting tested.
Yeah.
People are going to travel for Christmas. Those numbers are going to roll in. So really, we're probably looking at a June.
Of not being locked down. How long were we locked down the first time? Months, huh? Oh my God, I can't believe I went that long without getting my eyebrows and shit done.
You were doing them yourself.
I was holding myself down. That's why you got to be self-sufficient. And now Brittany's about to let me start braiding her hair.
Hold on.
You are. This is the perfect time. Braid my hair.
I got places to be.
No, you don't. Stop it. There's nowhere to go.
I got people to see.
No. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Germany loves to experiment on my hair, yet she want me to be...
Well,
lock
you haven't
master
let me do it.
On hers.
No, I have one style and I've had the same
it's
style
for the
forever.
Lock master. I've been twisting the Germany's hair for a good 5 years now. Every time I get my hands in that head, I get doing it the right way. Bitch, stop.
Bitch, I've been on.
Yeah.
Because I have to make sure, okay? But you
when
don't let me
I
practice.
Ever twisted it the wrong way.
You don't let me practice my styles in your head as frequently as you say. So once we get those singles out, I'll be putting some new ones in. Yeah. Some knotless.
Okay, we're going to see. You can't
some
have
knotless.
Me out here looking crazy.
Some
I
knotless.
I look cute, even if we're quarantined.
Some knotless. I'm going to be bleaching your top lip.
Okay, I can do the bleaching of the top lip, but you can't do anything else to me.
I'm bleaching your top lip.
You can't
lip.
Do my eyebrows because Roshna was like, I had a patch.
No, it was not me.
It was
I never
you
even did.
You tweezed them.
I never. That was not me. Why are you lying to all of these people? Goodbye, y'all. Okay.
All these people.
No. So.
So, okay, so.
A few tips.
Because we also have seasonal depression. That, and I honestly, okay, so seasonal depression is when a certain time of the year rolls around, winter, fall, the colder months, you feel a dramatic change in your mood.
Mm-hmm.
You might not feel like you want to interact, you're unmotivated, feeling lazy, just energy to the floor.
Yeah.
And it happens to a lot of us. So it's called seasonal depression, seasonal affective disorder,
yeah.
Sad. They use those terms interchangeably.
Mm-hmm. Especially with this cold weather, we're not getting as much sun.
The sun's not out. Today when I woke up, I'm like, oh, it's really gloomy.
It was kind of chilly. But tomorrow's going to be a hot day in the 80s.
Oh, damn. That's the thing with global warming. It's confusing, too.
Yeah.
But I don't like winter. I'm born in the summer. I prefer summer. So the winter already be having me all flipped upside down. So COVID coupled with seasonal affective disorder, just thinking about our East Coast mommies because they really be dealing with
snow, rain,
some elements.
Ooh, think about being in Portland.
Yeah.
In Seattle and shit, like just rain all day. Ugh.
So there's some things that you can implement to help combat that. There's light therapy. There's so many light therapy lamps on
Amazon. Yeah, that basically emulate a circadian, like your circadian rhythm. So the light feels like sunlight.
So you can just put it like on your desk.
Yeah, little lamps. Setup. That's perfect. Oh, that's a great idea for your work from home setup.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. Help you like boost your mood. Help you feel like you're getting that vitamin D, increasing those serotonin levels. Just making you feel better overall.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to a trusted confidant. you know, your therapist.
Oh, a therapist, a friend.
Yeah. I mean, whoever it is that you can confide in and let them know that this is a really hard time for you, you know, really wrap around and connect with your community, whoever that is.
For sure. Eating a well-balanced diet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these things start from the inside and out. So find foods that help you get more energy. I know I have a problem with sugar.
Ooh, me too.
Some people have a problem with starch, like carbs.
I got a problem with it all. I love starch. I love carbs. I love bread. I love sugars.
Yeah. So we're going to try to have a better, well-balanced diet so that we can keep our energy up. There's exercise, which this year, exercise has not been my thing.
Mine either. Wow.
Like, what is going to be the year? What is going to be the year that I really step in, seize a moment of bad victory? What
I mean,
is
it really sucks because we couldn't even go to the gym the whole year, Brittany.
The whole.
And they better be glad that I ain't paying for it.
Shit, we better be glad.
No, they better be. Because I would be like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
But damn.
And our gyms never opened back up because in the Bay, like, people were, like, able to select a time slot. Like, you just had to commit. Like, I'm going to be.
Our gym did open up. For a short time.
Or like 2 weeks, but I'm saying like for a longer time, the gyms in the Bay were open. Like you go into the website and you say, I'm going to the gym between 3 and 4.
Mm.
And then you show up at the gym at that time. LA Fitness didn't do that.
Those Orange County gyms were open up. Those were alive and well.
I need to get, maybe we going to have to, you know, because we've already bought these. We in Germany invested.
Yeah.
In this workout program and didn't even fake do it.
Okay, let's fake do it then. I mean, let's do it. My plan was to start because I was going to Columbia and I had a thongkini.
Ooh, okay.
Now I ain't going no goddamn where. I'm going to just be walking around in my house in it. So golly. But let's start the program. We ain't got shit else to do.
God.
I know. It's kind of a drag, huh?
So exercise to help you with seasonal depression. What else?
I think those are the good ones, the main
ones.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones.
Honestly, connect with people when you can, where you can, and when it's safe. Do your best. Find a quarantine. Connect with a nigga.
Safely. Okay, what do you think? If you didn't have a nigga right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were single and you were trying to find a quarantine, would it be a requirement for them to get a COVID test? Like, I can't gang, with you until you get a COVID test?
No. I'm being honest. That's not the way my mind works.
It's just like, I'm assuming you're safe.
I would be like, have you been clean? Are you clean? Or have you been out in the streets?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like, I've been clean, I'd be like, all right, come on over. Whatever. I mean, shit, I'm out in the streets in the grocery store and everything else.
No, I know. I'm just wondering.
I would be trusting. What about you?
No, I haven't.
I couldn't imagine asking somebody to get a COVID test.
But the men be getting COVID tests.
Like a little STD test?
A nigga told me he had his COVID test. And I was like, okay, cool. I have mine too. I mean, not this week. But like,
and that's the thing. People be getting these tests and still showing up positive days later. It'd be the threshold.
Say that, though, with everything, the messaging that we're getting, my anxiety is starting to rise again. Because for a moment, I was like, okay, I get it. COVID is still happening. But I wasn't feeling, like, nervous. But now...
It's the ICUs and the hospitals being closed.
It's the ICUs that's making me, like, paranoid. Like, fuck.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm like, now, Lord, don't let me get it because I ain't trying to go in there and not have a spot. That's really what I've been thinking. I'm like, if I get it and I need a spot and I can't get in there...
You won't need a spot. I don't think you would be the one that get a spot. The reason why I don't want
to get... If I can't get one, I would be like, I work here. Give me a spot.
I just don't want to get it because, one, I don't want to get it, and two, because I know I'm going to really have to be quarantined in this house by myself for two whole motherfucking weeks, and that is going to be a lot for me.
Yeah. And that's why...
I'm not even going to be able to see you.
I would probably take my chances.
No, you wouldn't. You will be like, okay, I dropped your shit off at the door. I dropped you something off at the door.
Oh, that would pain me. We would FaceTime.
I know.
We would FaceTime. But that's why you keep getting tested all the time.
Germany, shut up.
You can't. If you feel good, honestly, truly, they're talking about testing people at my job. That, like, this is just the recommendation from, I don't think it's the CDC, but it might be like LA County or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know right now. It skips my mind. But they want to start testing essential workers weekly. The fuck? I don't want to do that. No. No.
Because you'll know you're clean. And then that way I'll know I'm clean.
No.
Because I'm with you all the time. So if you're clean, I'm clean.
No.
You're cool.
Then I'm cool. And we're cool. No. I don't want to do that because you know why? I get it. You don't want to be like a person who's
you don't want to be a super spreader
and spreading it. But if you're being safe, you're wearing your mask and you don't feel well, don't tell me I can't come to work. Don't try to keep me from getting my money.
You just want
to
keep them coins.
And I use my PTO, okay? My perro. I don't want to lose it. Hell no. I just said that because perro is dog. But I wanted to say PTO. I don't want to lose my PTO, so hell no. Don't be testing me every goddamn week.
What? How long is that going to be going on until the vaccine's distributed?
Who knows? You know, the shit be changing. And then they're probably going to test you on Friday, get your test back Monday, and tell you if you could come into work or not. I ain't trying to do that, and I don't want them putting that shit in my nose.
And the thing is, when you know, I don't think it's fair to have to make hospital workers use their PTO because you could have very well got it from the hospital.
Right.
You're working in contact areas and you want to test us every week. I get it.
Yep.
But if we do contract it, then our pay needs to be covered because we very likely contracted it from being here in this environment.
I think that is a part of the California or like the law around COVID pay and COVID relief. But these jobs be sneaky and they have a way of working around the system.
It's COVID relief where you have to
pay it back.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm not about. And that's why I say, let me come to work with my mask on. And fuck it, future.
Shit.
Let's figure it out. Baby, hey. Hey, let's figure it out. Let's figure it out. No.
We need to figure this out. You know, another thing that saddens me is that we have big plans to go on tour.
We did. But you know what? God has bigger plans.
God has bigger plans. We have some exciting things coming for this podcast that we're working on. We've been working on. We're just waiting for them to be perfected. So
stay tuned. Hold on to your titties.
Stay tuned.
That was a weird-ass transition.
I know. It just came.
We have some things. That was weird.
So, but I think
that's it.
I think that's
it. Very candid this week.
Yeah.
If you enjoy conversations like this, join us over on Patreon. We do this all the time. Do this once a month.
We do this once a month. Join us on Patreon. But in the meantime, over here, stay safe.
Yes. Love on your people.
Love on your people.
Love on yourself.
Stay strong. It's been a rough one, but you are not alone. We are here with you. We are going to get through this. And we'll chat with you all next week. We're starting a new series that's going to be fun.
As soon as you want to go, you say something else.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, stay tuned because we're starting a new series that's going to be fun. So.
Yes. Love you.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.